Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John and this is WHRW Binghamton. On September 10th, 1977, at Beaumet Prison in Marseille, France, Hamida Djandoubi, a Tunisian immigrant convicted of murder, becomes the last person executed by the guillotine.
Hey, Marcel, have you not cleaned the guillotine before we execute this man?
Don't think I did.
Well, look at this. The guillotine has Tat B blood on it at the moment.
Tat B, you say? Whose blood is that?
It was the last man we killed. Francois, you remember, he was Tat B.
Yes. What type of blood does the next man have?
I don't know, but if it's a different type, we could infect him with something as we execute him.
We don't want his blood acting weird.
I know. I mean, to be dead is one thing, but to be dead and diseased is something I would wish on no man.
It's very cruel and unusual, you might say.
Hey, Djandoubi, come here.
Yes?
What is your blood type?
It is type AB.
Are you sure?
No, it could be O.
You don't know your own blood type? Well, in this part of the world, that is an offense punishable by death. Guillotine him.
Wait, no. It may cause infection.
Ha, that's still death, because you've had your head chopped off of your body. Guillotine.
Ah! Ha!
Shink!
Rest in peace, without the knowledge of your own blood type, which has caused you to die.
I think you mean rest in pieces.
Ha ha! He's infected and dead!
And the Frenchman had a mighty French laugh at that, as they did find it quite funny. Yes, in fact, you should always make sure that you are familiar with your medical information. It could save your life. Because you could tell it to a doctor in an emergency, not usually the guillotine thing. That's an unusual situation, and they don't use it anymore anyway, so that's fine. This is This Day in History. Pardon me, I'm a little sick. On WHRW Binghamton.